focus 一下吧。后面可以让我 focus 一下。All right. The year 2012 marked the 60th anniversary of the ascension of Queen Elizabeth II. To commemorate this national milestone,
为了纪念这一全国性的这样的一个里程碑重要的日子
，A photo mosaic was commissioned to show the Queen at the time of her coronation and at her 60th anniversary.
人们特别制作了这样一幅照片马赛克，展现了女王在加冕和登基六十周年时的形象的样子。
And then the title of the photo mosaic is called the People's Monarch.
这幅照片马赛克的标题是人民的 君主。
And the people in Great Britain send their photos of their loved ones.
英国的民众寄来了他们喜爱的、他们所爱之人的照片。
And then the artist will put them together and make this a photo mosaic.
然后艺术家把这些照片拼在一起，就成了这一幅作品。
And then you can see those photos, individual photos, if you zoom in.
放大看你看到那些单个照片的细节。
As we read the Bible, each passage is like this individual photo tells a story.
当你阅读圣经的时候，每一段经文就像这些单独的照片都讲述了一个单独的故事。
But then the experienced student of the Bible learns to connect those individual stories and tell a more comprehensive view in the entire Bible.
熟悉圣经的学生，他们会把这些独立的故事联系起来，然后形成了对整本圣经的完整的一个理解。
Not only that, we need to have the micro view of the individual leaves and trees.
我们不仅需要有对个别的树叶、树木的微观的视角
，but also need to have this macro view of the forest.
我们也需要具备做整座树林这样一个宏观的视角。
And last time I shared with you what God and the devil are fighting for, creation versus anti-creation.
上次我和大家分享了上帝与魔鬼征战的一个目标是创造与反创造。
Creation is putting things in order so life can flourish and result in abundant blessings.
创造就是将万物置于秩序之中，使生命得以繁荣并带来丰富的祝福。
And then the anti-creation is the unraveling of the creation that brings a chaos and death.
反创造者是对创造的一个瓦解，带来的是混乱和死亡。
Now, in this cosmic struggle between the woman side and the serpent side, we are the battleground.
在这样一场女人与蛇之间的宇宙之战中，我们就是战场。
And choices are made that will determine which side we are on.
我们所做的选择决定了我们站在哪一方。
And we need to learn to be wise enough in dealing with all areas of our lives.
我们需要学习在生活的各个领域保持智慧。
And we need to seek God because God is the source of the wisdom.
我们必须来寻求神，因为神是智慧的源头。
Now, we also mentioned that the offspring of the woman who crushed the head of the serpent is Jesus.
我们还提到了女人的后裔，粉碎蛇的头的那位就是耶稣基督。
Now, you might think that his God crushing the devil should be a piece of cake.
你可能会想他是神啊，要打败魔鬼，那简直就是易如反掌的事情。
Yeah, just say, die, certain Satan.
只要说一句去死，撒旦。
But that would have been so easy, and just to end all the troubles.
一切麻烦就完全都会解决了。
But instead, he chose a very winding way.
但是呢，他却选择了一条非常曲折的道路。
Yeah, he was born as a helpless baby, as one of us.
他降世成为无助的婴儿，就跟我们每个人一样。
And going through puberty to grow up like one of us.
经历青春期，然后长大，也和我们每个人一样。
And also leading a 12 disciples that are a motley crew.
然后和十二位性格各异的门徒一起生活。
And arguing with a bunch of stiff-necked Pharisees, and he even called them a brood of vipers.
和那些印着景象的法利赛人争辩，甚至称他们是毒蛇的种类。
And then at the end, betrayed by a close friend with a kiss.
然后最后却被一位最亲密的朋友以一个亲吻出卖了。
And then suffered an excruciating pain to die.
然后经历了极其痛苦的死亡。
Why go through all these trouble when he could have just said, "Die, Satan"?
为什么要经历所有这些麻烦呢？他明明就可以说去死吧，撒旦。
I want you to think about that.
你们可以想一想。
And then, but I give you a hint.
我给你一点提示。
It's something to do with us.
这和我们每个人都有关系。
Today, but we're going to see how Jesus defeated the serpent and what we can model after him.
今天我们就来看看耶稣基督是如何战胜那条蛇，以及我们可以如何效仿耶稣基督。
And so, let's turn to Matthew 4, the Jesus' temptation.
让我们翻到马太福音第四章，来看看耶稣所受到的试探。
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
当时耶稣被圣灵领到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
Now, when Jesus was baptized in the previous chapter,
在上一章耶稣受洗之后，
Heaven declared him to be the beloved Son of God.
天上宣告他是神所爱的儿子。
And Holy Spirit came down to empower him to preach the arrival of the kingdom of heaven.
圣灵降临在他身上，赐给他力量去完成宣讲神国降临的这么一个使命。
Then he went into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
然后他就进入旷野接受魔鬼的试探。
Now wilderness is a place of anti-creation.
旷野是一个反创造的地方。
It's a place of a scarcity and not suitable for life.
那是一个什么都没有，也不适合生存的这么一个环境。
Now Jesus entered into the realm of anti-creation to pick up the fight that the first Adam failed.
现在耶稣进入那个反创造的领域，然后去继续那一场亚当当时失败了的战斗。
It's also a hyperlink of the serpent enter into the garden to tempt Eve.
这其实也和蛇进入伊甸园诱惑夏娃是息息相关的。
So Jesus actually is a counter-attacking.
但这一次耶稣正展开了反击。
Okay, continue reading. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'"
当那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now, first temptation is about food, just like the temptation in the garden.
第一个试探是关于食物的，就像在伊甸园的试探一样。
Hey, if you are truly a son of God, then you have the power really to feed yourself.
Hey, 如果你真的是神的儿子，那你就有能力自己解决温饱问题。
You're already hungry for 40 days.
你已经饿了40天了。
Take the power and then use it on yourself.
为什么不用这些权柄来帮助你自己呢？
It's the same temptation to Eve. You can define your own good and evil.
这就像蛇对夏娃的试探一样，你自己可以定义善恶。
You're smart, you're capable.
你又聪明又能干。
Why let God define what good and evil is?
为什么要用神来定义善和恶呢？
This temptation is about self-centeredness or God-centeredness.
这个试探是关于以自我为中心还是以神为中心。
Do I submit to God or am I independent of God?
是顺服神呢，还是独立于神？
Jesus replied, "Life is more than just food."
耶稣的回答是，生命不仅仅是靠着食物。
Life is dependent on what God says.
生命是依靠神所说的话。
God said He will provide, and then He will provide my food.
神说他会供应我，他就会一定供应我的食物。
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down."
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。”
For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, It is also written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你。免得你的脚碰到石头上，耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。”
So, do you want to live by what God says, huh?
所以呢, 你是想要凭神的话而活, 对不对?
So I know Psalm 91 is about God's deliverance.
我知道诗篇91说的就是神的话, 神的拯救。
Didn't God say that he's going to command his angels to save you?
难道神没有说他会吩咐天使来托住你, 来救你吗?
So you can decide when God is to deliver you.
所以你可以决定神什么时候来救你。
Jump, and God's going to save you if you are son of God.
跳下去吧, 神一定会来救你的, 如果你真的是神的儿子。
When Jesus heard the devil quoting Psalm 91, verse 11 to 12, he probably chuckled.
当耶稣听到撒旦引用诗篇91篇11节到12节的话时, 他可能会微微一笑。
Because the devil just conveniently did not quote the following verse, verse 13.
因为魔鬼故意的, 遗漏了接下来的这一段话。
Verse 13, Psalm 91:13 says, "You will tread on the lion and the cobra; you will trample the great lion and the serpent."
诗篇91篇13节说的是，你要踹在狮子和毁蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。So,
what is the number one rule when you quote someone?
那你要引用别人的话，有什么要注意、要需要的规则吗？
The context of the original message.
那就是要看上下文, no. 原文的上下文。
When you ignore the context, you're committing a very serious mistake.
如果你忽略了上下文, 你就很容易, 犯错误。
You can easily twist the original text to fit your need.
你就会很容易的歪曲原文来迎合自己的需要。
And this is what the tempter is doing.
这就是魔鬼他想要做的事情。
So please don't be like the devil.
所以不要像魔鬼一样引用经文。
Get the quote right in the context of the original text.
一定要用正确的上下文来引用经文。
And that's why we also encourage you to join a Bible study group.
就是为什么我鼓励大家来加入 查经小组。
Because you are much less likely to misinterpret the scripture in a community.
因为在一起学习的过程中可以大大减少你曲解 误解圣经的风险。
Yes, Psalm 91 is about deliverance.
是的, 诗篇91篇是关于拯救。
It also gives God's people to the power to trample, to crush the serpent.
但是他也给了 神的子民权柄去践踏神, 践踏, sorry, 践踏蛇和狮子。
Now, here's what this temptation is about.
所以这里的试探是什么?
So, do I interpret God through my circumstances or through his word?
我是用环境来解读神呢，还是用神的话来解读？
When life is good, I must have the pleasure of God.
当生活顺利的时候，我认为自己蒙了神的喜悦。
When life is bad, ooh, God must be angry at me.
当生活艰难的时候，我们会想啊，神肯定是生我气了。
But or as Jesus responds,
或者我们可以看看耶稣的回答。
I don't need God to prove what He has already declared.
我不需要神来证明他已经宣告的真理。
I don't need to test God to see if he's telling the truth.
我不需要测试神来看看他是不是在说实话。
Then continue in verse 8, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
我们继续这段经文。魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
对他说，你若匍匐拜我，就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。Now
this temptation actually is very powerful.
实际上这个试探是非常强烈的。
The kingdoms of the world are exactly what Jesus has come for.
世界的万国正是耶稣基督降世所要得到的。
But Satan is offering him to have it through a shortcut.
但是撒旦在引诱他，让他走一条捷径。
Avoiding the pain of the cross, then he can have it all.
完全不用经历十字架的痛苦。
But Jesus knew better. Jesus knew better.
因为耶稣比撒旦懂得更多，更有智慧。
The path to power is through submitting to God.
他知道通向权柄的道路是顺服神。
And that's the order of creation.
那就是这其实就是创造的秩序。
And if he had chosen a different way to power, it will be chaos.
如果他选择其他道路，比如那个捷径，那就会带来混乱。
And it's no different from the first Adam.
那这和第一位亚当的失败就没有什么区别了。
So Jesus did not compromise.
但耶稣没有妥协。
Now, many people when they read this passage of Jesus' temptation to overcome Satan is to memorize more scriptures.
很多人在读这段经文的时候，认为战胜撒旦的办法是多背一些经文。
Yeah, it's like those you know, duel in the wuxia movie.
就像武侠片中决斗时的一样。
Yeah, Satan throws a temptation at you, and then you will ward off by quoting John 3:16.
就像那个见招拆招，撒旦向你抛出一个诱惑，你用约翰福音。3:16来挡回去。
And then he throws another one at you, and then you deflect it by quoting 1 Peter 3:8.
他再抛出另一个试探，你就用彼得前书3:8来化解。
Yeah, and then he throws at you the biggest temptation.
然后他抛出最强的诱惑。
And then you're like, hey, I know Jesus is a genealogy.
然后你说，哎呀，我知道耶稣的家谱。
Yeah, bam, and then you win, and then Satan will flee from you.
然后你就赢了，撒旦就逃跑了。
I just wish that the defeating Satan would be that simple.
我真的希望战胜试探真的能这么简单。
But if you read this passage carefully,
但如果你仔细研究这段经文的话，
Jesus has something that undergirds every verse that he quotes.
你会发现耶稣引用的每段经文背后都有一个魔鬼都无法反驳的这么一个根基。
And this is something so powerful that not even the devil can refute.
这样的一个根基是非常的强，非常的强大，连魔鬼都无法反驳的。
Yeah, and that is his identity in Father's eyes.
那就是他在天父眼中的身份。
Because of his identity is so firm,
因为他的身份非常的坚定。
He will humble himself and submit to the Father.
他就能够谦卑自己，顺服天父。
Now, our temptation actually is to establish our identity on something other than God's declaration over us in Christ.
我们的主要的试探就是把自己把自己的身份建立在神在耶稣基督里面对我们所宣告的身份之外的事情上。
God declared those who believe in Jesus' name as the children of God in John 1.
神在约翰福音1:12中宣告，凡接待耶稣信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄成为神的儿女。
Yeah, or God demonstrated His love this way that while we were sinners, that Christ died for us in Romans 5:8.
神还用这样的方式来显明他的爱，在罗马书5:8，当我们还在做罪人的时候，耶稣为我们死了。
God loves us not based on our performance.
神爱我们不是根据我们的行为，我们的表现。
Being God's son or the daughter does not depend on whether you are a good person or not.
成为神的儿女不是取决于你是一个好人还是一个坏人。
But Satan wants us to establish our identity based on our behavior.
但是撒旦想要我们把自己的身份建立在行为上。
Oh, you did something bad.
呀，你做了错事，你做了坏事了。
You sinned and messed up.
你又犯罪了。
Do you think God would love a person who would do something like that?
你觉得神会爱一个像你做这样事情的人吗？
How can you be a child of God behaving that way?
你这样做，你还怎么能成为神的儿女呢？
Yeah. Satan will do anything, I mean anything, to take your eyes off the identity in Christ.
撒旦会不计一切代价让你移开你的眼光，忘记你在基督里的身份。
He knows that you will live based on your identity.
因为他知道，如果你按照你的身份去生活的话，
no, he knows he will live based on your identity.
因为他知道你会按照你的身份去生活。
Yeah, if you know that you are son, if you are a child of God, you will live like a child of God.
因为你知道，你如果你知道自己是神的儿女，你就会像神的儿女那样生活。
If you know you're not.
如果你不知道，
you won't be able to live like a child of God.
你就无法活出神儿女的样子。
A child of God will want to please the Heavenly Father.
神的儿女会渴望去取悦让我们的天父高兴。
Yeah, a child of God will want to imitate Jesus.
神的儿女也愿意效法我们的主耶稣基督。
So when both Satan and Holy Spirit will convict you of the sin,
撒旦和圣灵都会定你的罪。
But Satan will use it to tear you down.
但是目的不一样，因为撒旦想借此来摧毁你。
But Holy Spirit will remind you who are you in Christ and rebuild you from the fall.
但是圣灵呢，他则会提醒你在耶稣基督里的身份，并且会从跌倒中，你的跌倒中来重新建立你。
Now, after Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, the gospel books did not record any more direct confrontations.
在耶稣在旷野受试探之后呢，福音书中没有再记录他与撒旦直接的对峙。
But the devil did not relent because he now has someone who could resist him.
但撒旦并没有就此放弃，因为他现在遇到了一个能够抵挡他的人。
Yeah, being as shrewd as a snake, he will strike at the most opportune time.
撒旦像蛇一样狡猾，总会在最合适的时机发动进攻。
So one day, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say I am?"
所以有一天，耶稣问门徒说：“人们说我是谁？”
They said that you are a prophet.
他们说你是先知。
Then he turned to his disciples and said, "Who do you say I am?"
他就转向他的门徒，问他们：“你们说我是谁？”
Peter, in his most shining moment, confess elegantly and correctly.
彼得在他最闪耀的这个时刻，准确而又优雅地回答了这个问题。
You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
你是弥赛亚，你是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus says yes with a 2 thumbs up.
然后耶稣就会说没错，然后用两个手比大大的那个赞 点赞。
And then we read the Matthew 16:18.
所以我们来读马太福音16:18.
Shall we read it together?
我们可以一起来读吗？
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Now, no one has recognized the true identity of Jesus at this moment.
到目前为止还没有人认出耶稣真正的身份。
But Peter was able to confess who he really is.
但是彼得能够承认他真正的是谁，究竟是谁。
Yeah, upon that confession of his true identity,
真是基于彼得对耶稣基督真正身份的这一份的承认。
That is the foundation Jesus will build a group of his people called the church.
耶稣将建立他的教会，为他的子民们建立他的教会。
And the gates of Hades will not overcome them.
阴间的大门也无法胜过他的教会，他的子民。
What are the gates of Hades?
所以什么是阴间的门呢？
Hades means the underworld, a place for dead people.
阴间是死神，也是冥界的，是冥界的神。
Yeah, it means that it's the underworld, a place for dead people.
是那个是阴间，是死人要去的地方。
You notice that the dead people don't come out of Hades.
每个人死了都无法从阴间里出来。
Yeah, once going in, the gates will not let you out.
一旦进去，那个门就不允许你出来了。
We have no power but to surrender to death.
我们除了顺从死亡，没有别无选择，没有其他办法。
But Jesus said, the power of death will not overcome his people, the church.
但是耶稣说，死亡的权柄无法胜过他的子民，就是他的教会。
The power of death cannot lock us in Hades.
死亡的权柄不能把我们锁在阴间。
Because we follow Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
因为我们神的子民，因为跟随耶稣基督，弥赛亚，永生神的儿子。
His power overcome the power of anti-creation.
他的能力战，他的权势，他的权能战胜了反创造的权势。
And that is a very surprising revelation out of Peter's confession.
这是从彼得的宣认中带来的一个非常惊人的一个启示。
Now, let me pause for a minute.
让我在这稍微暂停一下。
Yeah, Peter made a public confession and got a huge revelation.
彼得做了公开的信仰的宣认，然后获得了巨大的启示。
Public confession of your faith is important in your spiritual growth.
公开宣认，承认信仰对属灵成长是非常重要的。
And we have a baptism coming up next month.
下个月我们会有一次受洗的仪式，洗礼。
If you have already decided to follow Jesus and have not been baptized.
如果你已经决定跟随耶稣基督，但是还没有受洗
，and this is a great opportunity to proclaim your faith in public.
那么这是一个非常好的机会，让你向外界宣告你的信仰。
Not only is a very special day for you.
这不仅对你来说是一个特殊的一天。
Baptism somehow just activates a spiritual growth in you.
洗礼也能够激活你那个属灵的成长。
So, if you're interested, let me know or let the pastor know after service.
如果你有兴趣参加受洗，让我可以告诉我，然后我们可以一起跟牧师说一下。
Mm-hmm. Right, so, we continue in verse 21. Okay, read together. Okay. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said. This shall never happen to you.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
So now, after the confession, now Jesus is telling them the battle plan.
在彼得做了公开的信仰宣认之后，然后耶稣开始告诉门徒他的那个战斗的计划。
But you really did not make a lot of sense to his disciples.
但是门徒们他们根本就不太理解他的话。
He just said that Hades will not overcome him.
他刚刚才说死亡的权势无法战胜他。
And now he said that he's going to be killed.
现在他又说他要自己要被杀了。
How can you overcome death by dying?
怎么能通过死亡来战胜死亡呢？
Yeah, but because you die, you're done.
你死了你就完了。
And what does it even mean that he's raised to life?
他甚至说自己要复活，这到底是什么意思呢？
His disciples did not understand.
门徒们根本就不知道是怎么一回事。
So Peter pulled him aside and then rebuked him.
所以彼得就把耶稣拉到一边，责备他说，
Now, Lord, this will never happen to you. You cannot die.
主啊，这是万不可临到你，你不能死。
It's Peter's good intention.
彼得这是好意。
Because no one wants to see their loved ones will die because death is just so final.
没有人愿意看到自己爱的人死去，因为死亡是就是这样的一个终结，就完了。
And then continues. So Jesus turned and said, let's read together. Jesus learned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have a mind of the concern of God, but merely human concerns.
好，让我们一起来读这个。耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。你是绊我脚的。” 因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So when Jesus heard Peter's speaking, he actually heard Satan's voice.
当耶稣听到彼得说这话的时候，他实际上是听到了撒旦在说这个话。
I kind of wonder that how Peter felt that Jesus called him Satan.
我真想知道那个彼得听到。 耶稣称他为撒旦的时候是怎么想的？
Indeed, Peter is very concerning about Jesus' well-being.
实际上呢，彼得是非常关心耶稣的安危的。
Yeah, but we know that his concern is coming from a human perspective.
但是他关心的角度是从人的角度。
Because death is so hopeless.
因为死亡真的是令人绝望。
We don't want to lose our own people.
我们真的不想失去自己的亲人。
Okay, together. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
我们一起来读。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的 必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
Now, I'm sure when Jesus said this, his disciples probably just gave him a blank stare.
我想当耶稣说这事的时候，门徒可能只是呆呆站在那里，完全不知道什么意思。
Wow, this is so profound, and we don't get it.
哎呀，这个太深奥了，我们根本听不懂。
Yeah, because Jesus is describing picture of dying.
因为 耶稣说这话的时候是描述了一幅死亡的画面。
And at the same time, that death can be a gateway to true life.
他同时其实也在说，死亡是通向真正生命的这么一个门户。
Now, sometimes we're just so afraid to lose what we have.
有时候呢，我们真的是会害怕失去我们自己拥有的东西。
Some might say that, hey, lots of companies are laying off people, and then I need my job to provide for my family.
有些人会说呢，很多公司都在裁员，但是我需要这份工作来养家糊口。
And then they will work weekends and nights and just to show that they're valuable in their company.
所以他们周末晚上都会加班来显示自己对公司有价值。
And then some might say that I don't want to be alone in my age.
可能也有人会说我不想老的时候就孤独一个人。
I need to meet someone to get married.
我需要碰到一个人跟我一起。
Or some parents may have already mapped out the kid's life.
有些父母可能已经为他们的孩子规划好了未来。
They need to go to a Bach middle school.
他们要去 Bach 那个音乐学校初中。
And then American Heritage High School.
然后 American Heritage 那是另外一个比较好的高中。
And then Ivy League for college.
然后去常青藤上大学。
Yeah. And because they don't want their kids to miss the best opportunity in life.
他们不希望他们的孩子错过那个人最好的人生的机会。
Yeah. We all are afraid of good life unraveling.
我们都特别害怕美好的生活崩塌。
So we're driven by fear of losing what's important to us.
我们被这样要失去重要的东西这样的一个恐惧所驱使。
Driven by the fear of insecurity.
被不安全感。
Fear of isolation.
这种孤独感。
A fear of a scarcity.
缺乏感，匮乏感。
Fear of a missing out.
错失机会，这样各种各样的恐惧所驱使。
Those fears are a version of a fear of death because something is going to die.
这些恐惧本质上是对死亡的恐惧，因为某些东西正在死去。
这是一种。
一种对。
Yeah, those fears are a version of a fear.Of death because of something is going to die.
这种恐惧实际上是一种恐惧，一种对死亡的恐惧，因为这些东西正在死去，正在不见了。
And because of all those fears,
因为这些恐惧呢
，and we try to create order in our own eyes.
我们试图在自己眼中来创造一个秩序，我们自己的秩序。
And then we often will become an agent of serpent to others.
结果我们反而成了神成了蛇的代理人。
Because we may compromise our integrity at work.
我们可能为了不失去工作而妥协自己的正职。
And then we cling on people so much that we try to control them.
我们想紧紧地抓住人，以至于我们开始控制别人。
We impose our ideas of success to our children so much that they get burned out.
我们把自己成功的标准强加给孩子，让他们感到疲惫不堪。
And because of this fear of death,
就因为这种对死亡的恐惧，
the fear of losing what we treasure,
对失去所珍惜事物的这样一个恐惧，
we think what we're doing is the only best way.
我们就认为我们所做的就是最好的方式。
But do you know the power of Satan is?
但是你知道撒旦的权势是什么吗？
He uses something quite effectively on us, this fear of death.
他对我们使用了一种非常有效的手段，就是对死亡的恐惧。
That motivates us to create more chaos.
这促使我们创造了更多的混乱。
More isolation.
更多的孤立。
孤立，嗯，孤独。Yeah. More separation.
更多的隔离。
To protect our own.
以便好我们好保护我们自己。
He will whisper in our ears and say that, hey, you're going to lose this something valuable. You better do something.
他会在我们耳边低声说，你要失去这很重要的东西，你最好做点什么。
And then we usually choose the quick and easy way.
我们通常会选择快速而容易的办法。
And usually that will bring putting others down and then to elevate our own.
通常的办法就是拉低别人来提升自己。
And then chaos follows.
然后就带来了混乱。
But Jesus sees the world quite differently.
但是呢，耶稣看这个世界是完全不同的。
He trusts the Father enough that he will raise him from the dead on the third day.
他足够信任父神，相信他会在第三天复活。
This is what Jesus tried to tell his disciples.
这也正是耶稣想要告诉他的门徒的。
trust the Father that He will bring out life in their situations.
相信父神，他会在你的处境中来带出生命。
Yeah, don't be afraid of death.
不要害怕死亡。
Don't be afraid of losing what you treasure.
不要害怕失去你所珍惜的东西。
Now, I'm not saying that when bad things happen, just sit around and do nothing.
我不是说当坏的事情发生的时候，你就坐在那里什么事情都不做。
But let's take on God's perspective.
让我们从神的角度来看这些事情。
Even if my life does not work out the way I envisioned,
即便我的生活没有按我所预想的方式来进行。
I can trust God will bring out the purpose in my situation.
我也能相信神会在我的处境中能够实现他的目的，他在我身上的目的。
So I lost my job.
所以我失去工作了。
Can I trust God? He will provide.
我能相信神能够供应我所需要的吗？
I'm alone at my age.
我在这个年龄感到孤单。
Can I trust God is sufficient and will provide companionship?
我能相信神是丰丰盛盛的，并且能够提供我需要的陪伴吗？
Can I trust God that He is going to lead my child's future?
我能相信神会引导我孩子的未来吗？
What's the worst thing that could happen to us?
最糟糕的事情会是什么呢？
Death.
死亡。
Yes, our body will die and return to dust.
是的，我们的身体会死，会归于尘土。
But the gates of Hades cannot lock us up.
但是阴间的门不能把我们锁住。
The question for us really is this.
对我们来说，这个问题是这样的。
Can I trust God? He's a good God who looks after who looks after my well-being.
我能相信神是一个关心我福祉的这样一个神吗？
If so, I will need to line up my life with the version of life that He's leading.
如果是的话，我就可以将我的生活与他所引导我去过的生活来对齐。
That's faith.
这就是信心。
That's putting faith. That's a trusting in Him.
这就是对他的信任，对他的信心。
Now, let me show you another perspective.
让我们从另外一个角度再看这个问题。
The book of Revelation at the end describes that there's a coming of a new heaven and earth.
在启示录的结尾描述了新天新地的来临。
But there is a list of people who will be excluded.
他列出了被排除在新天新地排除在外的这些人的一个名单。
Revelation 21:8.
启示录21:8.
Read it together.
我们一起来。
But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur.This is the second death.
好，我们一起来读。凡有胆怯的、不幸的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
Now, if when I read this list, you know, I can understand why they're thrown into the lake of fire.
当我在读这个名单的时候，我能理解为什么他们会被扔到火湖里。
The murderers, the idolaters, the liars.
有杀人的，有拜偶像的，有说谎的。
But why is the cowardly is also in that list?
但是为什么怯懦的人也在这里这份名单里面呢？
Now, cowardly does not mean that you panic and run when you see a snake in the yard.
怯懦并不是说你在院子里看到蛇的时候你惊慌失措然后逃跑。
But cowardly means it's a lack of courage, lack of faith.
怯懦是指缺乏勇气和缺乏信心。
When Jesus calmed the storm, he said this to his disciples.
当耶稣平静风暴的时候，他这样对他的门徒说
：“Why are you so afraid, oh you little faith？”
你们为什么害怕呢？你们这些小信的人。
That word afraid is the same word as the cowardly.
那个害怕那个词和怯懦是一样的。
When we lack faith or courage, we don't trust God will deliver.
当我们缺乏信心和勇气的时候，我们就不相信神会拯救我们。
So when God shows you that what you need to change,
当所以神向你显示需要改变的时候
，trust God and then don't be cowardly.
所以你要相信神，不要怯懦。
Loosen your attachment to the life you've treasured.
放开你所珍视的这样的一个生活。
Trust God to work out a better version of you.
相信神会给你带来一个更好的版本的你。
Now, I have several versions of me dead.
我有几个版本的，我已经死去了。
Now, when we started to build this church building many years ago,
很多年前，当我们开始建造这座教堂的时候
，the building committee, which I'm a member, I was a member of, worked on busily for 6 years.
我是这个建筑委员会，我是这个建筑委员会的一员。建筑委员会为这个教堂的建立忙碌了六年的时间。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when it was complete and we all moved into this new building,
当那个新教会盖好，我们搬进这个新教会的时候
，My wife thought that I would have more time for her.
我的太太就认为我应该会有更多的时间来陪她了。
Now, but I spent a lot of weekends at church.
但是我依然花了很多时间在教会里。
There were just so many little things that we have to do.
那总有很多很小事情需要去处理。
Or I have to do.
我必须要我自己去做。
Right. So I spent a lot of time, and then one Saturday, after a very tiresome day, I came home.
我非常忙碌，然后在一个星期六，我疲惫不堪的回到家里，在忙碌了一天之后，疲惫不堪的回到家里。
And then she said this to me.
她对我说。
One day, you may not find me at home.
有一天你可能就不会在家里看到我了。
Her voice was not joking.
她的语气不像是开玩笑。
Her face was very serious.
她的表情也非常严肃。
And I just gave her a blank stare.
我一下愣住了。
My first thought was.
我第一个想法就是。
Where will she be going? Like shopping?
他要去哪呢？他要去购物吗
？Then my second thought was.
我的第二个想法就是。
Oh, does she mean that she's going to leave me?
啊，他是要离开我了吗
？Well, that was a chilling thought.
这个想法让我不寒而栗。
But then I asked myself.
然后我就问我自己。
Can a Christian wife do that?
等一下，一个基督徒的妻子能这样做吗？
So we had a heart-to-heart talk, and then I did a very deep introspection.
然后我们进行了一个交心的谈话，然后我也做了自我的反省。
Why did I spend so much time at church?
为什么我要花这么多时间在教会里
？Because deep down, I wanted affirmations from people.
因为从深层次的来讲，我渴望能得到别人的肯定。
I want to hear people say that, "Oh, Brother John, you are such a wonderful Christian."
我真的想听到别人对我说，哎呀，约翰弟兄，庞长老，你真是一个好的基督徒。
Yeah, and then you're so sacrificial.
你牺牲了这么多，你这么能牺牲。
Yeah, you're this and you're that.
你做这个做那个。
Yeah. But I went after the affirmation from people at the expense of my wife.
但是呢，我为了得到别人的肯定，忽视了我自己的妻子。
That version of me was not healthy.
那个版本的我其实并不健康。
It had to die so that our marriage can live.
它必须要死去，这样我的婚姻才能重新活过来。
So ask yourself.
然后你可以问你自己。
Is there something in your life that needs to die so that something else that can live?
你生命中是不是有些东西需要死去，然后其他东西才能够充满生命呢？
Now let me conclude with a verse that Paul said to the church in Rome.
让我以保罗在罗马书中为教会所用的一段经节来作为结束。
Romans 16:20.
罗马书16:20.
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下，愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
Now we know how this epic.Struggle ends.
我们知道这个斗争，这个战争最终将如何结束。
A day will come that Jesus, who is raised from the dead, will sit on a throne.
总有一天，未来会有一天，耶稣将复活后坐在宝座上。
And then he will judge and abolish all dominions, authority, and power.
他会坐在宝座上审判并那废除所有的统治权柄还有力量。
That includes the devil.
这包括魔鬼。
The underworld.
阴间。
And death itself.
甚至死亡自己本身。
Now until that day.
直到那一天来临。
So let us spend time to learn from Jesus, and then to really just get closer to him.
让我们花时间向他学习顺服他，和他更加的亲密。
And learn to submit to him.
学习如何去顺服他。
And don't be afraid of those fears of death.
不要害怕那些死亡的恐惧。
When he shows you a version of you that needs to die, let it die.
当他显示某个版本的你需要去死去的时候，你就让他死去。
And trust in the Lord that who brings life in all things.
相信那位在一切一切中都带来生命的神，我们的主。
The God who brings peace will soon crush the serpent under your feet.
那位带来平安的神很快就会把神踩在你的脚下。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus. You are the one that crushes the serpent and the devil.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，谢谢你，你是那位把神踩在脚下能摧毁撒旦的。
And then you gave us the power to live as such.
你赐给我们这样的能力，让我们能够那样的来活。
And yet we recognize that we don't have power really apart from you.
我们知道我们自己没有能力，我们的能力是来自于你。
So help us to really learn from you and submit to you.
让我们知道如何从你那能够效法你，能够和
Submit to you.
能够顺服你。
And then may your spirit to really just guide us to live a version of life that will be pleasing to you.
让圣灵领我们来够过一这样一个生活，能够蒙神的喜悦的生活。
And help each of us that as a church, as a community, that we'll help each other.
让我们这个教会，我们这个社区能够彼此的扶持。
So that we all have the power from you that will crush.Satan under our feet.
让我们每个人都有这样的权势，我们这样的全能，能够将撒旦踩在脚下。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。